Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Mystic Records Radio. I am your host, Candace DeAndrea. I would like to thank you for tuning in today. We have a couple announcements. The Grimm has a great show coming up tonight in Lancaster, California at the Moose. And this is at 7 o'clock tonight. All ages welcome. And this is on Division Street in Lancaster. All yours for $7. Here's a track from the Grimm. Mataquin Jackson. Seems like we're having audio problems today. Okay, that was the Grimm. And there's quite a few events going on today. Nardcore Turkey Bowl with the DI, Battalion of Saints, Naked Aggression, Stop Breathing, Somali Pirates, and Glue Gun at the Majestic Theater in Ventura. And we also have a shout-out for the Social Task. They're going to be in Huntington Beach today at Fitzgerald's Irish Pub. We seem to have a track here for Ill Repute, Sleepwalking. the legendary Doug Moody, owner of Mystic Records. Hello, Doug.
Hello, Candy.
Well, I know that you just got back from Mexico celebrating your 85th birthday with lobster and beer and Bobby Cochran, formerly of Steppenwolf and a few other bands. I hear there were 50 people celebrating and singing happy birthday to you at the Blowhole.
Yeah, the friends of mine, Alex, he used to be a fireman in Long Beach, and his wife Jan and their daughter Rowan run a place called the Blowhole, which is a famous watering place. Everybody comes from all over the world to stand round a hole in the ground, and when a big wave comes, everybody gets wet, and it's called the Blowhole, La Bufadora, and they own a bar down there, which is a hangout for musicians, Hollywood people, movie stars. You never know who you're going to meet down there. And I was invited for lobsters and beer. And I was invited, and so what happened was they took me over to this big container, you know, fish tank, and there were beautiful lobsters in it, and I made friends, I made eye contact with one, and they said, which one do you want for your birthday? And I said, I'm having fish for dinner.
Oh, that's cute.
Anyway, so
We have a show with the Grimm tonight, and I encourage people to go down to the Moose in Lancaster, California, and see the show. And I know that you have a new project with the Grimm coming up with a new record, 30 Years of Mystic.
Well, we're going to put out, like we did, 30 Years of Nardcore, and then we're going to also do 30 Years of Slimy Valley. These are bunches of groups that had homey areas, Mystic's imaginary homey areas where groups live. And the Grimm is coming back onto Mystic with a new LP in next year. But in the meantime, we're going to re-release their old LP, and they've donated their very, very first recordings as bonus tracks. So we've got the first recordings of Grimm, their first recordings with Mystic, and a couple of sides with the new members of Grimm. So that record will be coming out in early next year, and that will be part of the series of 30 Years with Mystic, okay?
Ooh, fantastic. And the first issue always comes out in white vinyl for the collectors, and that's going to be with this new 30 Years of Mystic.
That's right. We always, every year, around Christmas, we put out a white vinyl record for collectors. We have 110 LPs and 300 groups on Mystic, mostly unknowns. Some are getting known, but we launched groups when they were 16 and 17 years old. We do not sign a group to Mystic, by the way. Nobody's under contract to Mystic. They come and we launch them, and hopefully they continue. There are bands like the Grimm. There is bands like Don't Know. Albie, if Don't Know, will also be getting a new album out in the coming year.
Oh, I can't wait to hear that.
Yeah, and what we do is out of all the catalog, we select records, and every year we put out a white record for collectors. So we run 500, and we run 300 on colored records. There are not as many collectors of colored records. There's more collectors of the white records. So there, we will be putting up pictures on the website that next year of people who have collected colored records, and for them to send us a picture of their collection I'm going to give them a very rare Mystic record as a present for sending in pictures. So you'll see Mystic collectors.
Yes, and some people have already sent in photos. It's fantastic to see all these collectors of Mystic records. It's just really amazing.
Well, one of the things that Mystic, after me having had 41 golden platinum, you know, I was born in England and my dad taught me the record business. I started in about 1936 when I was probably 5 years old. My first job in the studio on Saturday mornings was to tell people to take their shoes off because you couldn't have musicians tapping the floor. It was a wooden floor. You couldn't have them tapping the floor when they were recording, which they always tap the floor when they're doing playing on a stage, you see.
Sure, yeah, it's a good way of keeping time.
My first job was to get people to take their shoes off when they came into the studio at Abbey Road, which the Beatles made famous with that album cover. So my first job when I was about 5 years old was getting people to take shoes off in a recording studio. And I've been in the record business ever since. Isn't that a life of fun?
You've given a lot of people a choice and to follow their dream and to have their dream come alive through Mystic Records. And
we all thank you
very much for that.
Well, my dream has always been to launch as many people as possible. And in the 50s, I was busy launching black artists because they were that was what independent records did. We had more fun taking black artists and launching them, and rock and roll was born by the black artists making fun of their lifestyle, like Take Out the Papers and the Trash, Charlie Brown, and it was comedy, and it was like the Funnies paper. Like, you remember on Saturday and Sunday you had the Funnies page and you read all these cartoons? Well, music in the beginning was an outlet, was cartoon music, and gradually it became stronger and stronger as the white radio stations started playing the independent records. And it struck me when I heard punk music and I heard this in-your-face lyrics, it was very similar to the kind of music in the 50s that the black people were saying, one day I'm going to get me a Cadillac or something like that, you see?
Right, and a lot of those artists went on to record with Motown and became very, very successful. I know I grew up listening to a lot of those songs by African Americans, and it was fantastic. And well, we're down to our last 57 seconds, and I have a track from America's Hardcore I'd like to play. I would like to first thank you, Doug Moody, for coming on the show and giving us a little history lesson. And I want to remind everybody to stay tuned next week and to party and go home.
Like you just paint on top, they rock the back for a thought.